Welcome to The Morning Drive with St. Luke Lutheran Church of Devon, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at stlukedevon.org. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoy this week's message.
We're here this morning to see Jesus right in front of us. Jesus present in this story as we hear it. Jesus present in this simple meal that we share, the body of Christ given for you. And there's no need to worry, because you'll never be snatched from God's hand. Instead, you can live right in this world that so desperately needs to know God's love. And your life will be where God's love in this world intersects. Your life is how God will be working in the world this week. Together, we are sent out for the sake of the world, so that we can live in this love that God has shown us in Jesus by living out this love that God has shown us in Jesus. We're also sent to see the full humanity of every person around us, to see the face of God in every person we cross paths with every story that they bring, especially with those who desperately need to know that they too are loved and cared for by the one we call the Good Shepherd. This past week brought news of the death of an immensely wonderful Christian writer. Rachel Held Evans was only 37 years old, and she was supposed to recover from the flu. And instead, there's two toddlers who cannot hug her on Mother's Day. And instead, a voice proclaiming God's new reality into this world has gone silent. When I heard the news, I thanked God for her life, but I told God I wanted to have a talk about her death. But the very last words in her final book, the very last words in the final book that Rachel wrote are these: We may wish for answers, but God rarely gives answers. Instead, God gathers us up into soft, familiar arms and says, "Let me tell you a story. Listen for the story of the Good Shepherd in your life this week. You are in the hands of God. You've been placed there by the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. You've been placed there by the story of God doing something in this world and in your life. And no one and nothing can snatch you away.